U.S. Customs and Border Protection has an app. It's called CBP One, and since January of last year, it has facilitated appointments for almost 900,000 migrants to show up at ports of entry, get screened, and petition for asylum. But President-elect Donald Trump has said that he will end CBP One, and migrants are worried. NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports.
It's about 5:30 a.m. at the top of the Paso del Norte International Bridge, one of the ports of entry connecting Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, with El Paso, Texas. On the pedestrian line, about 200 people await, hoping to enter the U.S. for the first time. Parents cover their little kids' faces as the cold wind blows. They shiver. It's about 40 degrees. Twenty-eight-year-old David Melgar has been in line since 3 a.m. He's here with his wife and his 8-year-old son. They're all bundled up with scarves and gloves. For the last 2 months, this Honduran family has been trying to get an appointment with U.S. Customs and Border Protection using the CBP One app.
Claro, emocionado porque es una gran oportunidad, tanto como para mí, como para mi hijo, porque claro, un país donde los estudios son mejores.
Melgar is emotional. He says he's lucky to have secured one of the 1,450 daily appointments along the southern border today. He says being allowed into the U.S. is a great opportunity for him and his school-aged son. Although having an appointment does not grant migrants legal status in the country, it does allow them to apply for a work permit while they wait for an asylum hearing. Hours after our conversation, the family was headed to New York, where they plan to stay in the meantime. It took about half a day for them to be screened and allowed into the country with their CBP One appointment. But come January, this system might not be available. President-elect Donald Trump vowed in September to get rid of the CBP One app, which he falsely claims is used to smuggle migrants into the U.S. In a statement to NPR, his transition team reiterated the pledges he made during the campaign, but didn't answer questions about the future of the CBP One app. These threats have Ricardo Bravo and Barbara Mendoza on edge.
Me estaban diciendo que han intentado la CBP One.
Sí.
¿Desde cuándo? ¿Desde hace cuánto?
Desde que llegamos.
Una semana después
la
que llegamos.
Nosotros
en junio.
Primero.
They say they've been trying to secure an appointment since June while staying at a shelter in Ciudad Juarez. They come from Venezuela with their 6-year-old son, Matias, and their 1-month-old daughter, Zaira. The family fled their country due to extortions.
La idea de nosotros era seguir para entregarnos con ella embarazada.
¿Y por qué no se entregaron?
Porque nació la niña.
The couple had hoped to cross the border and give birth in the U.S., but Mendoza went into labor while at a shelter in Ciudad Juarez. Now they're staying put, waiting for confirmation of an appointment. That's exactly what the Biden White House wanted when it rolled out the app in January 2023. The administration said that it was intended to, quote, reduce wait times and crowds at U.S. ports of entry and allow for safe, orderly, and humane processing. But the Venezuelan family is impatient.
Tengo pensado entregarme ahorita y de verdad, o sea, hasta ahora no. Espero, no sé.
Bravo says they don't know what to do. If Trump ends the program, he says, the family might try to cross the border illegally and surrender themselves to authorities. But that could be dangerous, so the family is praying to get a CBP One appointment before January 20th, the day Trump will be inaugurated. Sergio Martinez Beltrán, NPR News, Ciudad Juárez, Mexico.